Groups representing Australians of Middle Eastern extraction have also joined hands across the faith divide to call for a voluntary curfew for all their young people to help restore calm. Lebanese Muslims and Lebanese Christians are both involved in the initiative for a curfew this weekend. It's one of the strategies that came out of a crisis meeting at the Lakemba Mosque last night. Jennifer Macy reports.
Sydney's Lebanese youth are being told to stay at home on Friday and Saturday nights and all day Sunday to prevent further outbreaks of violence. Through text messages, Lebanese community leaders are using the same medium to distribute information as the organisers of last Sunday's mob violence on the beach of Cronulla. Nada Rudi is the spokeswoman for the Islamic Council of New South Wales.
I think the community is really struggling and being fairly creative about the way in which they're going to go forward together as a community. And I think they see themselves clearly as an Australian community striving to come together on a united front.
Parents are being asked to support the curfew by taking the family on a short holiday or temporarily confiscating mobile phones and car keys. Maha Abdu is the executive officer of Sydney's Muslim Women's Association. She warns that the curfew won't work if it's imposed on just one ethnic or religious group.
Women here are trying their best to keep their children at home, but it's not about forcing your children, certain groups of children, to stay home while others roam around the street. What we want to individually, what we're all calling for, is taking on the responsibility of parenting a little bit more seriously. And I'm not saying that we already don't. It's happening. Every mother that calls and speaks to us is saying, what can I do to make sure that my son does not get in, you know, go out there, just as even as a spectator.
She says the Muslim Women's Association is holding talks tomorrow with Catholic and Uniting Church women's groups, as well as other community organisations from Cronulla. Plans may include a peace train, where one group of women travel by rail from Sydney's western suburbs to the beach, or vice versa, to take part in talks and rallies.
We are doing everything that we can by communicating with the rest of the community that are concerned, whether it's the people in Cronulla or the people in Maroubra or wherever, as to ways of how can we diffuse the situation so that these young people do not again gather together and do anything worse. And I think if anything, we need to give these young people a sense of belonging rather than continuously saying they're this and they're this.
But how can mothers and community leaders guarantee that young people will stay at home and not participate in more violence? Nada Rudi from the New South Wales Islamic Council says only the police have the final authority over anyone acting out of control.
We can't give any guarantee that any individual activity that we carry out is going to bring about a change or is going to stop young people from getting violent. I think there's a distinction between what parents want and what the behaviour of certain young people are behaving, irrespective of whether they're from, you know, Arabic or whatever Anglo-Saxon background. I think the issue is a lot of the behaviour that we have witnessed have been condemned by all sections and all sides of the communities.
And she warns if the violence and division escalates, it could radicalise young Muslim men.
Now, these are second generation Australian Lebanese, okay? And the fact that they are second generation says a lot about how they feel about being included. So I think we should be looking at what are the factors that are leading to making young people feel that they're on the verge of going one extreme or the other. So these issues, in my opinion, have a potential to actually widen the gap between communities, and young people in their current state could go the other extreme.
Nada Rudi from the Islamic Council of New South Wales with Jennifer Macy.